came out here right around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, we were spending the holidays here. Like, we did Thanksgiving and then went home and then flew out here on New Year's Eve. So missed that. At least I was able to have dinner with my family, and then we jumped on an airplane and came out.
Have you been monitoring the whole situation, what's going on here?
A little bit, but over the course of the time that I've, in between the time coming back, I've been a bunch of other places. So my mind's just been on taking care of my business, making sure that I'm ready, whether the situation was going to be here or somewhere else.
How many tryouts did you have during that time?
This is my seventh tryout of the since I was released. So I've had a lot of work. It's been all over the country.
And so when you got the call here, you knew you were going to have a tryout or a competition tryout?
Yeah, I mean, I knew the second time when I came in, something must have been up. So for me, it just kind of do the same thing I did the first time. I felt like I kicked really well the first time I came here. And so the second time, just make sure that I go out and give my best and kind of see if I can kind of force the issue a little bit.
What are the 49ers told you how this will be processed moving forward? I mean, how they'll decide and how long it will take and all that stuff?
Probably the same thing they told you. Exactly. Like, for me, it's been laid out very clearly. It's go out and practice well. Don't worry about anything else. Just give us your best. And it's the head coach's decision and the management's decision on who's going to kick. So I'm not going to worry about anything else. I'm just going to go out there and try to have the best practice I can have.
Do you know David Akers at all?
Yeah, we went to the Pro Bowl together in 2010. We work with the same guy that's kicking coach, Randy Brown, on the East Coast. Randy's actually the kicking coach for the Ravens now. So I've kicked with him in the off season. Just text back and forth, yeah. So I know David really well.
Is it awkward?
No, I think it's that's a funny question. I mean, if you kind of flip a little around here and kind of get in our shoes, then you kind of understand the business a little bit. And like, it's about performance. And so at this time of the year, I'm just lucky to have the opportunity to try to put my best performance out there and see if it's good enough to be playing on Saturday.
Is it awkward at all?
I don't think it is. I really don't. Like, I think you just accept it as part of the business. And, again, like, it's tough for you guys to kind of, again, put yourself in our shoes, but it's really just about performance. So I when you put it on those terms, you kind of take all the awkwardness out of it and realize that it's a performance business. You know, other places I've been, I've played well. I've struggled. I've had everything in between. And you understand that, when it comes down to it, like, it's all based on performance. And so that's just kind of the way we work. How would you rate my performance in Washington? I didn't really think it was that great, to be perfectly honest. I know that sometimes you can torture the numbers long enough, they'll pretty much tell you anything, right? So, you have two kicks. I missed a 62-yarder and a 57-yarder. So then if you wipe those off, I was 70%, which is pretty average, but I only kicked 10 kicks. So I didn't really have a chance to get going. But, you missed two short field goals, and when you're playing in Washington, that's enough to get you gone. So that's kind of the reality of that situation.
As far as your game preparation goes, ideally, what would be the perfect time frame for you to find out if you were going to be the guy or not?
I don't think there is a perfect time. For me, I know this. You guys are going to think it sounds cliche and all this kind of stuff and athlete talk, but for me, I'm really worried about tomorrow. Like, I'm going to go to practice, try to have the best I can, go home, spend the weekend with my family, and then come back and get right back after it. So if they don't tell me until 2 hours before the game, it wouldn't really matter to me. Because, like, for me, I'm preparing to play, preparing to practice the best I possibly can, and not really worry about anything else.
Can you expect to get in sync with the snapper and holder, though, in a short amount of time?
Yeah, it's the nature. I don't have a choice. Like, so I'm gonna get on their page as quick as I possibly can, and again, just using the reps we get in practice, maybe some extras on the side. The onus is really on me to make sure that I'm getting on their page and not the other way around.
When you go, where's your family?
In Phoenix. Let's start from the beginning. Let's see, we spent Halloween in New England, then from there, Houston. And then after Houston, I'm going to go out of order eventually. We had Cincinnati. We had Miami. Cincinnati, Miami. We went to Chicago. We were here. And I know I'm missing someplace. Sorry, they all kind of run together because I went to Chicago. We were at Disneyland for my daughter's birthday. And I got a call, so I ate breakfast with her, kissed her goodbye, and told my family to have a great time, and left to Chicago. Yeah, I missed Halloween because we were in New England. Like I said, New Year's Eve I missed because I was here. Thanksgiving. Where else did I go? My son was born in December, and we went to a workout like a week after that. I can't remember where I went for that one.
You say we, but you mean you?
Yeah, it's a family thing. Like, okay. You know, everybody's in this together. My wife's been extremely supportive, and so when I say we, I kind of mean us, as in like I'm going, I'm leaving, but it's a team effort.
How many kids do you have?
I've got three.
Is there a point like when it doesn't look like you're going to end up anywhere that you've mentally shut it down for next year?
No, I've actually got a whiteboard in my garage that I do some of my workouts in my garage, and I'd always update it and said this many weeks left in the regular season. And so I always want to make sure there was, you know, 3 weeks left in the regular season, 2 weeks. I was always mentally prepared for whatever situation was going to happen. I've been doing this for a while now. I came in 2002. So for me, I understood that at any time you could get a call. And it's truly my fault if I'm not prepared. So I made sure that mentally I was ready to go, physically I was ready to go. That way if I got a call like this, I could step right in and perform at a high level.
Obviously, David, going through some rough times, how do you deal with rough times?
Well, everybody deals with it a little bit different. You know, it's tough. My wife and I have talked about, things are a little different when you're in the fire. Like, it's tough to find the right perspective that you normally get in the off season. Because you know, it's again, another cliche that coaches love to speak about, but it really holds a lot of weight. It's never really as good as it seems, and it's never really as bad as it seems. It's always somewhere in the middle. But when you struggle, last year I struggled from 50-plus. I mean, I really struggled. But it wasn't really as bad as I kind of made it out to be when you take everything situational in football. So, I think I deal with it a little bit different than David. Like, David's been doing it longer than I have. Our background's a little bit different. But, you know, for me, it's just trying to anchor down to the couple things that make you successful. Those, for me, again, are different than David. And then it's just trying to go back to those things and the basics and just kind of really pound those home.
How many times did you and David kick in front of the team today?
We got about 5 kicks, something like that. Yeah.
How'd it go?
Not bad. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're getting the hang of this thing. Yeah.
please, after day one?
Yeah, not bad. Like, I've always, obviously, I'd like to do the best I possibly can. Again, trying to get in rhythm with the guys. So it'll get better. It definitely will get better.
Do you think it's difficult for Andy to pull for lefty and for righty?
Well, you'd have to ask him. But I know that he's told me that he learned holding for a right footer. So, deep down inside, he's got that those pathways myelinated, right? Like his brain. So it just has to kind of brush him off and get right back to it. But he said he feels comfortable. I just have to remind him which side he's going to be holding for when I step up.
Could you imagine there's a possibility to keep both of you throughout the postseason?
I'm not going to really deal in hypotheticals. Okay. I'm going to let Coach Harbaugh kind of deal with that. I know you guys will get to talk to him. But for me, legitimately, my mindset is practice tomorrow, go home, spend time with my family, come back, practice again. It's really a one-week season, so we can talk about all the things you want, about what's going to happen down the road, but it's really putting the best performance so that way can help the team out in whatever way that is, and the team's got to win on Saturday.
So family's here?
No, back in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll spend time with them, I'll fly home, and then come back.
You've got a chance to kick for a playoff-bound team. How much does redemption for what happened in the championship game last year play into your mind and wanting to kind of erase that?
Well, I think anybody that plays in the playoffs and doesn't have the performance they'd like to have another opportunity. For me, I know that, like, you guys, again, may not quite grasp what I'm thinking, but for me, I moved on the minute right after it happened, because I think in order to have success in this league, you have to wipe the slate clean every year, because you can't drag things in, whether it's positive or negative, because each year is brand new. So for me, yeah, would I like to have that kickback? I most definitely would. But is it going to affect the way I think about this year's playoffs? Absolutely not, because this is a brand new situation. Obviously, I've already been on a different team. I left Baltimore and went to Washington. I'm not there anymore, and I'm here. So you can't, like, I've got a completely different situation. Everything about it is completely different. Now, if it was exactly the same, yeah, we can talk about redemption, but you'll never get that same situation.